Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Word of God, word of life. Let us read the Psalms responsively. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to God's name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of thunder.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes Lebanon skip like a cow, and the Mount Hermon like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees wither and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forevermore.
The Lord gives strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace. The second reading is from Acts. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them, saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven opened up, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Wednesday evening, as I drove home from worship, I found myself thinking about conversations from early in the week. I also found myself thinking about the Epiphany of our Lord, which, well, was the next day and coincided with the 2021 insurrection at our nation's capital. I found myself thinking about the scripture reading from that night where once again the church read from the first chapter of John's gospel, those earliest verses I'm confident that you could almost recite with me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What kept ringing in my ears was the assertion that in that Word made flesh, creation receives grace upon grace. It is a powerful witness of hope. These words point to ways in which people, too often feeling marginally tethered to hope, experience Jesus as God's own physical presence in our midst. Jesus brings grace upon grace. The challenge is that what I had been hearing, indeed, what I too often experience is grief upon grief. Maybe you feel it too. Every single time this congregation decides to make the next move towards, well, normalizing worship, COVID-19 figures out how to mutate into a new form and raise all kinds of questions. As I look back to March of 2020, St. Andrew's Lutheran Church had just started to really feel like we were getting a footing. Things were shifting. Worship attendance was trending back towards previous attendance numbers. There was hope, at least on the part of the pastor who was watching those trends. Then COVID-19. Grief upon grief. On one hand, so much has happened over the past 4 years, good things. I can't recount all of them in this time, but let's just say a lot has happened in these past 4 years. Now, some see this movement as signs of progress, that this congregation is moving toward becoming the people of God whom God is calling us to be. For others, grief upon grief. Perhaps you don't feel it. The experience is different for each of us. Indeed, as the new calendar year begins, as we attend to this time, the weariness, the struggle, the challenge, well, for some, it just feels unbearable. If the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America were from a different theological and biblical interpretive tradition, well, it would be easy to say, well, to declare even, that God's judgment is upon us. Grief upon grief. Perhaps that is what the people, the Israelites who were taken into the Babylonian captivity, were feeling as Isaiah started in chapter 43. You see, beginning in chapter 40, Isaiah has started to offer this vision of a grand heavenly trial of the people. Judgment was raining down on them. Their sovereignty was lost. The temple had been destroyed. Many had been carted off to a foreign land. And yet, even in the midst of those images, in the midst of that sense of judgment, there's this sense that there is a purification going on, but that purification carries with it the sense of judgment by water and rivers, by fire and flame. In the midst of that is assurance. Whether this purification comes by fire or flame or water, the people will not be harmed. Certainly, Isaiah has recounted ways in the past, previous chapters, that people would suffer under judgment. And the images are pretty brutal. They dispersed the people all over the world. And yet, even in the expectations of those is a promise that the people will be regathered from those far reaches of all creation. So today, the church hears in the midst of grief upon grief a promise, a consoling voice from the Lord. Do not fear. Do not fear. I have called you by name. You are mine. God has claimed and protected God's people in the midst of all the loss, all the fear, all the concern, all the change. God promises to accompany humanity. But more, do not fear, for I am with you. I will gather you from the four directions, from the ends of the earth. On this day when the church celebrates the baptism of Jesus, God enfleshed and living among us, the church hears the promise that in all that threatens to bring yet more grief upon grief, here is the one. The church understands and knows Jesus to be the fulfillment of the promise that God is with us, Emmanuel. Now, in Luke's gospel, there is not a direct report of the baptism itself. Rather, the author notes that while Jesus is praying after his baptism, indeed, after everyone was baptized, the heaven opens. The Holy Spirit descends on Jesus in bodily form like a dove. Then Jesus hears a voice. You are my son, loved, anointed, chosen. With you I am well pleased. Here is God with us. Here is one identified by God's very Spirit. Here is identity, Son of God. This is a powerful reality. Throughout Luke's gospel, whenever Jesus goes out to pray, he comes back filled with the Holy Spirit, and full of that Holy Spirit, Jesus does important and challenging things in ministry. Over the course of this year, as we listen to Luke's text, I invite you to listen for the ways in which this unfolds throughout the year. Truly, in times when people need abiding promise like what Isaiah offers, do not fear, you are mine. And do not fear, I am with you, the people of God. You and I have the promise that Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit, that Jesus is indeed Son of God, that God has chosen to accompany the faithful precisely in these times. God's love is from everlasting to everlasting. Indeed, grace upon grace.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.